That sound was coming from Megan Baldino's living room last night as she and her friends and family watched the Cubs win the World Series for the first time since 1908. Baldino is a former reporter for KTUU in Anchorage. She now works for GCI. She's also a lifelong Cubs fan from Chicago. Like most fans of the team, Baldino has been waiting for this moment her entire life.
It's truly unbelievable. It feels surreal. I mean, I keep kind of pinching myself and saying, and, you know, kind of crying and saying, wow, this is really happening. We just won the World Series. And in a game like that, I mean, it was outrageous. And for any team to have won that game, let alone a team like the Cubs with the history we have, it's just unbelievable. We're overjoyed.
Another longtime Cubs fan, Matt Navala, is a former sports writer for Anchorage Daily News. Navala said the moment of the big win was an emotional one.
The first anecdotal thing I can think of that was pretty funny was my 8-year-old daughter saying out loud that she'd never seen her dad cry before. So that pretty much kind of sums up the deal. Just kind of the combination of disbelief and pure joy at the same time, I suppose.
The game was particularly nerve-wracking for Cubs fans when in the bottom of the 8th inning, Cleveland scored 3 runs to tie the game at 6-6 going into the 9th, and later an extra 10th inning. The suspense gave Navala mixed emotions.
There was this weird kind of calm to it of, okay, let's see what happens here. They either bag it and go down, you know, horribly, or they find a way.
For Megan Baldino, the up and down nature of that moment was crystal clear.
You know, we went to the depths of despair when they tied it up, you know, and when that happened, I mean, I had a bunch of people at my house last night and I did not sit the whole time. Someone said, you have a Fitbit on because you are just pacing. And so you go to that place again, like, God, no, don't let it slip away. But then when Zobrist did what he did, we were flying off the walls.
Baldino is referencing a hit from Ben Zobrist in the 10th inning that scored a run for the Cubs. Miguel Montero scored another hit shortly after to increase the Cubs' lead to 2.
And then to that final, you know, Bryant to Rizzo for the final out. I mean, we just went ballistic. We went absolutely ballistic.
It's been 108 years since the Cubs last won the World Series. That's a lot of history passing by without a baseball championship in the Windy City.
If you saw the broadcast last night when they're saying, you know, Mark Twain was 74, 71 years old or something in 1908, or, you know, or Halley's Comet has come past not once but twice in that time. And, you know, just it's part of what you see all these pieces when they're talking to celebrities, and it's part of this lifelong commitment you make to that franchise and to that organization, to the game itself.
Even though it took more than a century for the Cubs to win it all, many fans believe 2016 is just the beginning for the team.
Overjoyed. This feeling's not going to go away for me. And let me remind many people that Chicago is a city with a great history of teams becoming dominant. You know, the Bulls with Michael Jordan, the Blackhawks recently. And so I am supremely confident that the Cubs will continue to be, at least for the next couple of years, one of the strongest teams in baseball.
For Navala, it's the end of a journey that started when he was just a boy.
This all started for me from the fact I played backyard baseball with the same group of buddies when we were, you know, 7, 8, 9, 10 years old. And you'd spend all day in the backyard playing, and then the Cubs would come on in that afternoon back in Michigan where I was from. And it just kind of becomes part of what makes your DNA and what makes your insides work, if you will. And this is the ultimate payoff.
Reporting in Anchorage, I'm Wesley Early.